It's time for this week's Focus on Business. Green Hills, Kentucky native Nathan Wright holds MBA and engineering degrees and an aeronautics certificate from the University of Kentucky. There was something very special about his time at UK, and he talked with Tom Martin about how it led to the development of a satellite that could prevent dangerous space debris from falling to Earth.
I understand that one professor in particular had quite an impact on you. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, Alexander Martin. He was my fluid dynamics professor, and essentially he was really the first professor that, you know, didn't just teach, oh, here's this boring math that, you know, you just need to know because they say you do. He actually, you know, pulled it in and was like, you know, here's how the mathematics actually relates to the real world. And he started really opening my mind of how you can use these, what are essentially tools, to really start building the world around you and being able to create. And so I started talking with him a lot after hours, you know, about different research opportunities and things. And he ended up sponsoring my senior design project, where we built a small satellite. And that was funded by NASA. And it was, I mean, he really did a lot of good things for my education, for sure.
If I understand correctly, your work on a new satellite design is scheduled for launch in 2018?
Yes. So we began the project, and most of our design has still survived testing. And there's been various groups that have taken it from there. And the progress is such now to where it's to the point where it can actually fly in a real mission. So it will be doing a launch. It'll be low Earth orbit mission. And if that's successful, then it will actually do a real mission that's, you know, full orbit, deorbit, you know, coming reentry and everything. So.
And what will be its function? What will it do?
There are, you know, chunks of space debris that don't actually burn up in the atmosphere. We all assume it does, but it actually doesn't. So a lot of that is man-made. And there have been times where, you know, things like entire rocket boosters have crashed in people's farmhouses and things. And obviously, that's a big danger. And, you know, right now, while we have a lot of stuff in space, it's not as much as it's going to be, because obviously we're getting more and more technologically advanced. We're going to start having more and more in space. And so things are going to start to get a lot more crowded, and a lot more things are going to start coming down. And so the purpose of the satellite is to measure and record various types of vehicles reentering and burning up, to where we know more about the physics of what actually happens with those vehicles. There was already one satellite made to do that function, but the problem is that it's not really flown that often, because there's only that one particular thing that it does. With our satellite, the change we did to it was we took what they had, and we implemented what's called the Universal Payload System, or UPS. And essentially what it does, it allows anyone a very easy ability to place any instrumentation they want inside of the satellite. And so what that's going to result in is that, you know, universities, other research institutions, really anyone, even if you don't have a very big budget for space, you know, you can be a very small research institution, can run this satellite platform and be able to implement all the instrumentation they want to run a mission. While they're running their mission, in the background, we're running ours. And so that's kind of the benefit. It was a way of making it more accessible to gather this data to be able to make better vehicles in the future, to where we don't have things falling to the ground. They will burn up.
Tom Martin's Q&A series appears biweekly in the Business Monday section of the Lexington Herald Leader. Technical support for this broadcast is provided by Dynamics Productions, online at dxaudio.com.